When I heard that pioneering journalist Asel Moore passed away, neither his Pulitzer Prize nor his role in founding the National Association of Black Journalists came to mind. The first thing I thought about when I heard of Moore's passing was our long-ago conversation in a Toyota dealership, where the two of us happened to be waiting for our cars to be serviced. That chance meeting, more than 7 years ago, told me the measure of Asel Moore's manhood lay not in the journalistic goals he accomplished, nor was it anchored in his ability to overcome racial barriers. No, Asel's manhood was measured in the unselfish and unabashed fervor with which he pushed the young journalist who followed in his footsteps. Asel Moore was forward-thinking, and he unfailingly invited younger journalists to glance into the future they would create. When I saw him in that car dealership, Asel talked to me. And though he was old enough to be my father, he never addressed me as a subordinate. He talked to me as a colleague, as a fellow journalist, as a man. We chatted about current news and journalistic integrity, and in between those exchanges about the challenges of our profession, we each glanced at our watches and wondered when our cars would be done, because more than anything else, Asel Moore was real. In subsequent years, I spoke with Asel Moore in other settings. We traded jokes at a dinner party in Mount Airy. At the National Constitution Center, he pushed me to work more closely with the Students and Prime Movers, a program for high school journalists. I did just that, bringing students to WHYY and the Philadelphia Daily News to see the craft close up. But wherever I saw him, Asel Moore never changed. He was still that guy in the car dealership, chatting about the news, telling jokes, and quietly communicating through his carriage and demeanor that one could achieve at the highest levels and still have a firm grasp on reality. I will remember Asel Moore as the journalist who started as a Philadelphia Inquirer copy clerk in 1962 and went on to become one of the paper's first black reporters in 1968. I will remember him as a reporter and editor who won a series of awards culminating with the 1977 Pulitzer Prize for local investigative reporting. I will remember him as the fierce advocate for newsroom diversity who helped to found the National Association of Black Journalists. But mostly, I will remember Asel Moore as a man who, by the sheer force of his example, pushed me to interact with younger journalists. I will remember him as a man who lived what he preached to others. I will remember him as a man who opened doors for the rest of us. Thank you, Asel Moore. You remain a sterling example of everything that is right with journalism. I'm Solomon Jones.